That's SEU Worship, Monday Morning Faith, Hillsong Worship, Who You Say I Am. Before that, good morning, happy Thursday, 7:19.
Weather-wise today, mostly cloudy, high 64. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of some showers as well, low 57. Tomorrow, chance of rain and thunderstorms throughout the day, high in the mid-60s. Over the weekend, partly sunny on Saturday, high 72. Sunday, sunny, high 77. Currently in Harrisburg, 50 degrees in Lancaster, 49.
This morning, we're talking about the second annual Lancaster Prayer Breakfast with our friend David Shire. David, good morning again to you.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you here. The second annual Prayer Breakfast coming up in November at Shady Maple. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is the second one. Last year was the first one. We wanted to create an event where we could bring members of the community together to not only celebrate the love of Jesus, but also pray for Lancaster and the businesses, ministries, and different civic organizations in the county.
I see some of the people you have praying that I recognize from our community. Of course, Doug Meyer from WDAC sticks out for us because we love Doug, and he's talking about media and how prayer impacts that. Mm-hmm. Who are some of the other folks you're having?
Yeah, we have State Senator Ryan Aument, who will be there speaking about how prayer affects his life and how that plays out in government. We have Pastor Kevin Eshelman from Ephrata Community Church, who will be praying for churches and pastors in the area. We have Beth Haldeman from Cocalico School District, who will be praying for students and education. Walt Mueller from the Center of Parent and Youth Understanding.
We know Walt quite well.
Yep. And we also have Dave Ross from Calvary. There's helping us worship that morning with music.
That'll be very cool. So it's happening 7 to 9 a.m. at Shady Maple. So each of them get up and pray for their own areas, and then you go back and pray at the tables for a little bit.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. That's pretty exciting. So what's your goal? What are you hoping to accomplish from having these prayer breakfasts?
Yeah, with the response that we had last year, and it quickly sold out in days, we wanted to create a movement. We wanted God to bless this, that it's not just a day of prayer, but this become a movement of prayer throughout the county.
Yeah.
And that people be more intentional about thinking about prayer. What's my prayer like life? How's that affecting me? And really just igniting that. And so as a matter of fact, as you're driving around Lancaster in October, you're going to see some billboards that go up specifically talking about prayer.
And I also love that this isn't just Lancaster, that it's part of an entire country movement.
Yeah, Leaders of Faith Foundation actually is behind this, and this started with the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington many years ago, which spread out to state levels and now to local levels. So there are actually prayer breakfasts in Valley Forge, Poconos, Lehigh Valley, Harrisburg, Pittsburgh, and why not Lancaster?
Yeah, why not? So folks can make reservations. There is a cost involved, but where can they do that online?
Yeah, they can go online to leadersoffaith.org/events and select Lancaster, and all the information will be there.
Yeah, it's also very encouraging as I went there that you could see the other prayer breakfasts throughout the area.
Yeah, exactly. So if there's one in another area you want to go to, you can click on that, find the information out, and go there and be involved in their prayer community.
This sounds like a great opportunity for you to get involved in the local prayer movement in Lancaster, second annual Lancaster Prayer Breakfast, November 3rd, 7 to 9 a.m. at Shady Maple. Go to leadersoffaith.org/events, click on Lancaster, and all the details are there. David, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Liam.
Yeah, we loved having you here. Back to the music we go with Crowder. This is I Am on WJTL.